Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. That one leaves a mark, no doubt about it. You could hear it in Matt Quatrero's voice. Boy, you don't hear the skipper that. It sounded to me crestfallen, right? You don't hear, and it's understandable. I'm right there with him. I mean, outside of battling with the boys out there for 9 innings, the way that the manager does. Yeah, I don't know how that team picks themselves off the mat after that one. Boy, oh boy. Welcome in, Royals lose, and I'll wear that one if you want. You guys want to put that loss on me, you go right ahead. And I was on the pregame show earlier today going on and on about the Royals bullpen. Now, listen, hey, I'm not blaming the Royals bullpen. I'm just saying maybe I jinxed this game tonight. So if you want to scream at me, you go right ahead. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Oof. And there's another blow as the Mariners go up in the second inning. Oh, 2-0 Seattle. Yeah, all right, you want to blame me, go right ahead, I'll wear it tonight. Yeah, I was talking on the pregame show about how the Royals, you know, since the trade deadline, their bullpen has more wins than any other bullpen. Their bullpen has the lowest ERA in all of Major League Baseball. You know, the statistic I mentioned was the Royals, you know, and I wasn't comparing them to HDH. I wasn't. Nobody will ever compare to HDH. Nobody in Kansas City and nobody likely in baseball history will match Herrera, Davis, and Holland. But I mentioned, you remember the glory days with HDH, that if the Royals led after 6 innings, it was a wrap. Game over. Royals win. And I made the point that the Royals this year, with this bullpen, are 51-4. 51-4 when they lead after 6 innings. And tonight, the Royals led after 6 innings. Shoot, they led after the first inning. They led 2-0 after the first, 2-1 at the end of 4, 2-1 at the end of 6, but they cannot hang on. They lose in heartbreaking fashion. 3-2 the final score. Boy, I am somber after this one, Royals fans. I can't lie to you. We could talk about it, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Yeah, Royals can't hang on. They can't tack on either. Yeah, John Schreiber takes the loss. John Schreiber gives up the two-run home run to the nine-hitter. Now, nine-hitter with obvious power. Kid's been in the big leagues a little more than a month. He goes 425 to dead center as Schreiber gives him a heater down and in. 93 down and in to the lefty, and you know that's the nitro zone. 107 off the bat, and again, 425 to dead center. A two-run shot in the eighth inning. Boy, oh boy. But no, man, I'm not putting this one, and if you disagree again, go ahead. Blame me, blame Schreiber, blame Q if you want. To me, it's on the offense. Royals 0 for 6 tonight with runners in scoring position, and everyone had an opportunity. Everyone. You know, Royals get two in the first inning thanks to Vinny Pasquantino's 30th home run of the season. Top of the lineup coming up big. Yastrzemski with the 10-pitch walk. Vinny goes deep. But the Royals had opportunities after that to tack on. I don't know about you, but I'm not asking this pitching staff with a Stephen Kolek, who's making his third start since joining this team, just his 17th big league start, period. Right, Stephen Kolek started being a starter in the big leagues this year. Help him out. Yes, you give him two runs in the first, and he pitched his tail off tonight. I mean, there's no doubt who the Guaranteed Foods player of the game is. Yeah, it's Stephen Kolek. A third quality start in three outings since joining the Royals. But in the third inning, Mike Yastrzemski, a leadoff double. He's got to come around to score. It's got to happen. Bobby, Vinny, and Mike Cal, you got to do it. I'm sorry. If I'm laying the loss at somebody's feet, it's at their feet. Bobby, Vinny, and Mike Cal. I understand they're the only reason why we're here, along with the pitching staff in the first half of the season. But they got to come through there, guys. I mean, you know, we're down to 15 games. Royals need to win damn near every one of them. Leadoff man in scoring position for Bobby, Vinny, and Mike Hell, that must be a run. It's got to be a run. He never moved off second base. Bobby swings through a curveball in the dirt. Vinny hits a rocket to the right fielder. And then Mike Hell grounds out. A bad day for Jonathan India. Equally bad day, maybe even worse day for Kyle Isbell. You know, Bobby had another opportunity in the fifth inning, but hits a hard ground ball to the shortstop and leaves another man in scoring position. So no, man, I'm not putting this one on John Schreiber. I know he takes the loss. But I look at this offense here in the month of September when every game has been bigger than the last. Every game this month has been the biggest game of the season. And the Royals' offense is hitting a .197. 10 games into the month, the Royals have scored 30 runs. Now you can do the math. That's third worst in Major League Baseball here in the month of September, averaging 3 runs a game. Now that's the story of the first 100 games, and right now it's looking to be the story of the final 30 games. The offense. An offense that in September, yes, Vinny Pasquantino putting up numbers, no doubt, right? Vinny's batting .297 here in the month of September, so Vinny's holding it down. But Bobby barely hitting above the Mendoza line. Mikel's hitting a .171. Salvi's hitting a .162. Kyle Isbell, .143. You guys want to make it about Q and John Schreiber? Come on. Go take the game. If you want the postseason spot, go get it. Bobby, it's your legacy. Mikel, you have a chance to build a legacy. Vinny, same thing. Salvi, you too. Go get it. And they couldn't. And now with 15 games to go, the Royals will wake up in Philadelphia, hopefully only 4 games back. But possibly 5 games back. Right now, the tragic number is 12. Any combination of Royals victory, any combination of Mariners victories and Royals losses that add up to 12, and it is over. You're eliminated. Royals lose tonight 3-2 in a heartbreaker. Let's go to the phone lines. 913-586-7965. We'll start off with Chris in Lee Summit. Chris, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead, buddy.
Vern, I got to tell you, man, it never fails. You bring up that you're putting it on the hitters, and I am completely for that because 0 for 6 in runners in scoring position and 0 for 8 in general is just it's not enough. Especially when we got star-studded guys who are really talented, but yet they're just playing flat in the month of September. It's embarrassing to watch them play at this point. You know my hatred for John Schreiber, so we won't even get there. I don't understand why we continue to run this guy out there. Unless we got a 4 or 5 run lead, he should never see the pitching mound again. I just cannot stand that about that guy. I absolutely hate him, but that's a different point.
Well, that's a little strong.
One biggest thing. Well, I mean, it is what it is. But
You dive into the numbers, and he's been one of your 3-4 best relievers since the trade deadline.
And he gives up most of our game-winning home runs to the opposite team. But execution all around. But the post-game conference with Q, I was a little wondering what was going on with that whole bunting situation. And when he said that came from him in the dugout, I thought absolutely horrible on the manager's part. I wasn't going to blame him until he said that in the postgame. If it is an execution issue, then why are we not getting the bunt down in the first two pitches? Why are we letting him square the first one and then swing away the second one just to give up a third one? It was absolutely horrible.
So that's on the manager, not the player? Kyle Isbell's one of the best bunters in baseball. Get the job done.
Exactly. If he didn't get it done the first one, why are we letting him swing away on the second pitch? You see what I'm saying? You wait to call a bunt on a third pitch, the third strike. We know it's going to be an automatic out if he doesn't get it down.
But they expect him to get it down because he's one of the best in the game.
Then he should have got it down in the first two instead of swinging away on a second strike.
Well, yeah, but they also should have hit 27 home runs and made this a laugher, but that didn't happen. He had 3 opportunities to do something positive, and he went 0 for 3. I appreciate the phone call. I got no problem with sports hatred, but, you talk about the home runs that John Schreiber has given up. It seems to me that you're forgetting a lot of the instances in which Schreiber's gotten the job done. And the reason why you're remembering some home runs that he's given up is because he finds himself in key situations multiple times every single week. And sure, you're going to remember the failures. But it seems to me that there's been a lot more successes than failures. So you're... hatred towards John Schreiber is incredibly misguided. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. All right. 913-586-7965. Kliss, what's this? Hey, you're on 96.5 The Fan. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Hey, the guy right before me kind of stole my thunder, but I agree with him 100%. When you're on the road, you play.
No, you got to go, dude. Come on, clean it up. You can't put a sentence together without cussing, for God's sakes. Somebody named Helmet, is that right? You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for taking my call, man. I have been listening to you for years. It's the first time I've called in.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, tough loss tonight, man. It didn't end the way any of us wanted it to, but I was out at the stadium today and renewed my season tickets for next year, so I'm kind of thinking a little bit more about the future. Tonight's loss hit me probably a little bit harder than any of the others this year. I think we need to win 87. That's the pace that Seattle is on. And with the other teams in front of us, I think one of those teams is going to hit 87. That means we have to go 13-2. Seems pretty daunting the way that we've been playing. And so looking forward to next year, I guess I'm just curious of your thoughts, and maybe you don't want to go this way. Maybe you want to talk about the game tonight.
But
I'm thinking about, next year, I mean, I think we have, in my opinion, we have holes at second base and left field. Those are where we need upgrades. We're pretty solid everywhere else, at least from a lineup perspective. So would love to know what you think going into the offseason, what we need to accomplish. And then, from a pitching perspective, I think we can always add bullpen arms. But we got a lot of guys coming back, a lot of start. The rotation should be a strength if everyone comes back healthy. Mm-hmm. So just curious on your thoughts looking into next year, and I'll listen off on the air.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks for lobbing the phone call. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, second base, left field. But if that's the case, do I expect the Royals to go out and address those two positions as far as bring in one bat that solves them both? Like one left field bat you're going to play every day, one second base bat you're going to play every day. No, I don't. All right, if you're acknowledging that Izzy's your center fielder, Jack's out there in right, Salvi's behind the dish with Vinny at first, and Michael and Bobby making up the left side of the infield. Okay, so I guess the DH spot is open. That could continue to float around, and I think it will. I think Salvi will DH more next season. You'll see Carter Jensen get a longer look, especially if he takes that roster spot in spring training next year. Do I see Luke Maley returning? No, but I wouldn't be surprised to see someone of his ilk on this team and serve as a platoon with Carter Jensen behind the dish. But I say all this because in a market like Kansas City, when you do have the salaries in the rotation that you do, like Lugo, Waka, Reagan's, and the contracts of Bobby and Salvi in the lineup, and big paydays coming down the pike, a big pay increase for Michael Garcia and Lucas Urseg, a big pay increase for Vinny Pasquantino's coming down the pike as well. I don't see this team bringing in a left fielder that plays every day, nor a second baseman that plays every day. In this market, I think you're always going to have a couple of spots where you're platooning guys. And second base is certainly one of those spots. Jonathan India is back next year. Michael Massey, I think, back next year. And as far as left field, if you want to bring in a lefty bat, righty bat, you want to bring in a free agent, Hunter Renfro-like bat that can run around in left field and hopefully run into a few, sure, go for it. But I don't think we're going to get back to the days where the starting nine is the starting nine 130 times out of the 162 games, right? Where you went to the ballpark and you knew, it's Gordo, it's Kane, it's Moose and Eske, Zobrist, Hosmer, and Salvi behind the dish. Alex Rios in right field. It's going to be the same guys to start the game every single night. I don't see that happening. I don't see this team being as aggressive in their hunt for a bat as they were this past offseason. I don't. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they do. It's not my money. I want them to spend it all. Put the best freaking team on the field you possibly can. But if you believe, if I'm running this show, if I believe in Jack Caglione, if I truly believe he can be the player that we've talked about, right, can be that 30 to 40 home run guy, a consistent 35 homer guy, well, I don't know how aggressive I need to be. If I think that's about to be unlocked in 2026, I don't need to be that aggressive. Now, if I'm starting to second guess the ceiling of Jack Caglione, okay. Well, then you need to address it this offseason. Cags tonight, 1-for-4 with a rocket single through the right side. A pair of punch-outs as well. And since being recalled, Cags is 4-for-21. That's a 190 batting average. He has 6 strikeouts and 5 walks. My game notes following this 3-2 loss to the Guardians. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's South Lanteau. Be in the know and call Jay's South Lanteau. All right, let's go to Raj in the Ozarks. Raj, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Well, first I'd like to apologize. I had to let you go last night, and I don't think I've ever left you hanging like that
before. Don't even worry about it. What'd you think of this one tonight?
I tell you what, you know, it reminded me of that the guy in like 1920s walking the tightrope between the two skyscrapers, and finally it caught up to him and he fell to his death. Two runs,
did he really?
You know, golly, Vern, two runs. We're just living on the precipice there of the edge of the building, and it bit us tonight. It bit us tonight. Last night, Clifford brought a load of gravel, and he was listening to your post-game show with me when I was calling in, and his boy wanted some to drink, and he went in the cabin and came out with a red Kool-Aid smile, and I had Pop in there, and you had me on hold, and I said, I don't think I have any red Kool-Aid in there. And by God,
so it's all gone? Kool-Aid's all gone?
Vern, he drank the hummingbird food.
Oh, no.
It's just sugar water, but you'd have thought he drank turpentine. He was flopping in the yard.
And I was hoping it would be blue. I was hoping it was focused on the postseason, but evidently not.
Vern, baseball-wise, what I wanted to ask you last night, did that surprise you when I think Q went with his gut last night on Nick Lofton. It raised my eyebrows when Lofton pinch hit.
That's the fourth time in 3 weeks he's pulled Izzy for Nick Lofton. Appreciate the phone call, Raj. Now, the previous three, Lofton walked, flew out, and hit into an inning-ending double play. And yeah, last night, Lofton comes through with the game-tying RBI. Lofton was a pinch hitter again tonight with a man on first and one out. Lofton swings through 97 as Cleveland closer Cade Smith shuts the door in the ninth. Royals lose 3-2. They're now only one game above 500. 15 to play. Royals will wake up in the city of brotherly love, either 4 or 5 games back of that final playoff spot with just 15 to play. We'll take a quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
After this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Top of the first inning in Cleveland. Here's the pitch. Yastrzemski takes off. Pasquantino hits it high in the air. Deep right center field. Kapis to the track. He looks up. It's out of here. Another major milestone for Vinny Pasquantino. His 30th home run of the season. He drives in Mike Yastrzemski, RBIs number 101 and 102, and the Royals have a 2-0 lead in the top of the first inning.
That's a terrific call by Jake Eisenberg. You heard it right here on 96.5 The Fan. Out of the gate, Big Vin getting nice. Down 0-2 in the count, he sees back-to-back heaters in the middle of the plate, and he fouls the first one off, but he did not foul off that one. 398 over the right center field wall, 101 miles per hour off of the bat of the Pasquatch. Two-run home run gave the Royals a 2-0 lead that would last until the fourth. Stephen Kwan would hit a leadoff double and then some high-quality execution by the Cleveland offense make sure that leadoff double comes around to score. 2-1 Royals after that fourth-inning run from Cleveland. And the 2-1 lead would last until the eighth inning. John Schreiber, after recording the final out of the seventh inning, Schreiber comes out, faces the 8-9 hitters in this Cleveland lineup. Eight-hitter catcher Bo Naylor, he ripped a heater from Schreiber, a 1-2 offering at the top of the zone, rips it through the right side for a leadoff single. So with the man on first and nobody out there in the bottom of the eighth inning, rookie C.J. Kapis, 0-1 heater, 93 down and in, and he destroyed it to dead center field, 425 feet. Put Cleveland up 3-2. That would be the final score. Royals drop 3-4. At Progressive Field to the Guardians. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. So clearly, the two-run first-inning home run from Vinny Pasquantino, that is tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to TheMVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. So Vinny tonight goes 1-for-3 with that home run. He drew a walk to lead off the sixth inning. And Jake mentions that Vinny has 102 RBIs on the season now. So 30 homers, more than 40 walks, 102 RBI for Vinny Pasquantino. He's only the seventh player in team history to reach those numbers. 30 bombs, 40 walks, 102 stakes. Vinny, big time tonight, and he comes through with the MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. All right, phone lines are open for you. The Peterson & Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. That's also our text line number. And Terry in Green Bay writes in, Vern, with only 16 games left going into tonight, how come Lucas Hurtsek nor Carlos Estevez can pitch back-to-back? I don't want to see John Schreiber sign Terry in Green Bay. Well, I do believe that Carlos Estevez was available to pitch back-to-back, right? Estevez threw 15 pitches last night, and prior to that had like a week off. So Estevez was good to go. Unfortunately, by the time, in my opinion, that you would call on Estevez, Royals were already down 3-2. Right, like, you can disagree. But the 8-9 hitters are due up against John Schreiber. I have to think will still be in the lead when Stephen Kwan comes to the plate, when the lineup turns over. But no. Bo Naylor with the single, and then the nine-hitter hits the game-winning home run. So sure, if you're saying, don't bring Schreiber back out for the eighth, I want Carlos Estevez to give me a six-out save. Oh, okay, yeah, like you're saying, Terry, you know, this time of the year, you do some abnormal things. Personally, as I'm watching the game, as I'm managing along with it, I need Schreiber to get those outs. I thought he'd be able to. And if he does allow a base runner, you had Estevez ready to go. Unfortunately, the two-run home run puts Carlos Estevez back on the bench. Lucas Ursig, though, no, I wasn't expecting to see him. 26 pitches yesterday as he records six outs for the first time all season. Again, not saying that he should be unavailable. If he's got it in him, yeah, use him, like you're saying. But I can't sit here and say for certain whether or not Ursig was available. I think it's fair to say they would like to stay away from him, but shoot, man, now we're down to 15 games. And Terry, I think you would agree that this game, doesn't come down to John Schreiber. I mentioned earlier, Stephen Kwan, fourth inning, leadoff double. High execution by the Cleveland offense makes sure that run comes around to score. Kwan's on second base. Next man up, George Valera rolls one to the right side, gets that base runner to third. Jose Ramirez, first pitch he sees, a pitch up in the zone. He pulls it to the right side. No, it's an RBI ground out, but it's an RBI nonetheless. That's execution. That's what you need to do. Now, when the Royals had a leadoff double, Bobby Witt Jr. punches out. Vinny Pasquantino hits a hard line drive to the right side, and then Michael Garcia grounds out, and Mike Yastrzemski never moves off of second base. So as you're showing up to the ballpark tonight, who do you expect to come through? Bobby Witt Jr., who had two opportunities with a runner in scoring position. Vinny Pasquantino, who had an opportunity. Michael Garcia, who had an opportunity with a runner in scoring position. Or, I guess Salvi never had a chance with a runner in scoring position. But are you looking at your stars, or are you saying, John Schreiber, you need to be perfect? I need you to make the pitch. Keeping in mind that John Schreiber's made a few dozen humongous pitches this season. And Bobby's made even more great plays, offensively, defensively, and on the base pass, no doubt. But I need Bob to come through, right? Jose Ramirez came through for his team. Their stars were stars tonight. Jose Ramirez, Cade Smith, their closer. And their starting pitcher turned into a quality start as well. Which brings me to Stephen Kolick. Man, I'm so sorry. Haven't had a chance or just haven't taken time to truly acknowledge what the right-hander's doing. Now three starts into his Royals tenure. Opponents are batting 181 against him. He has an ERA in the ones, a 1.83 ERA across his first three starts as a Royal. Tonight, Kolick, 6 2/3 innings of one-run baseball. Four strikeouts, one walk, scatters, three hits. Does not factor in the decision, but he is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958. You should sign up today. Call them at 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. We'll take our final quick timeout. Royals lose in Cleveland. They drop the series, drop three of the four games. They fall in tonight's finale by a final score of 3-2. Back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Royals lose 3-2. They drop the finale in Cleveland. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Andy and Lawrence, you're on the Postgame Show. Go ahead.
Vern, how are you doing, brother?
What do you got for me, man?
You remember about like 3 weeks ago you said it was all that pregame show. You said the Royals were like trapped in a grocery store trying to figure out they're starving and they can't get out of their own way. That was the perfect baseball line ever. They were there tonight. They just could not get that base hit.
Right. Andy, it's frustrating when the opportunities are before you. I think the analogy was the Royals were starving while finding themselves in the middle of a grocery store. They had so many opportunities, and really that's going to be the story of this season. At least it is for me. You know, Noah Cameron, Carter Jensen, great stories. Stephen Kolick, Ryan Berger, J.J. Piccolo's trade deadline. Yeah, certainly a headline. But when I think back on 2025, it's going to be the offense. And just how disappointing this group has been. So honestly, it's almost the way it should end. It's why it ended tonight. We'll see what they can do in Philadelphia Friday night. I'll talk to you then, Kansas City. I appreciate you listening. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and play.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.